Welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I am your host, Mike Wobshaw, here at 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp in Mankato, Minnesota. The Vikings are more than a week into their training camp schedule, so it's time to get back with you guys and give you a little bit of an update. We have a packed episode of the Wobcast coming up. We're going to talk a little Adrian Peterson later on, a rookie report, including one Vikings rookie who is stealing the show down here in Mankato. But before we get to all that, how about an update on some of the position battles that are happening here at training camp? Last week, we previewed a bunch of those position battles, but we're going to give you an update on two of them specifically. Let's start with the offensive line, where we know we're going to have one new starter, and it's probably going to be at right guard. The Vikings have moved Brandon Fusco from his normal position at right guard across the line of scrimmage to left guard. That opens up a vacancy at right guard. And it has been Mike Harris who continues to take those first-team reps. He entered training camp as the guy who is going to take those first-team reps, and he remains the starter at right guard. So you can probably expect that through the first preseason game next weekend, and then we'll see what happens after that.
How has Mike Harris looked in that transition to guard?
He's looked surprisingly good in there. It's tough for a guy his size. I think his length sometimes go in there, but he's getting tested. That's what I'm talking about, matchups. He's going against good players. We've got good tackles. So he's going against good players, and I think he's doing well. He's gradually getting his pad level down, and you just can't play too high in there because you're just going to play against big guys all the time. He's a guy that I think is capable of moving around and doing a lot of things because he works really hard at it, and he's smart. So he's a versatile guy.
What's been the biggest change moving from tackle your entire career to now playing a totally different position on the line?
Yeah, once you go inside, man, there's a lot of combination blocks I got to be on, and just a lot more technique, being able to communicate with the center. It's nice having a big guy like Phil on my outside to protect me. But as a group, we're just coming together, man. And like I said, I'm excited for this Sunday to get a good matchup with the Steelers.
But just because it's Mike Harris who goes into the first preseason game as a starter, that doesn't mean he's got it locked down. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer has said that he's asked offensive line coach Jeff Davidson to mix it up a little bit and see what combinations work best.
I told Jeff Davidson to start moving these guys around a little bit. I'm trying to get it settled. And then, like when we do some of the one-on-one drills and things like that, we're trying to see, get a quick glimpse of what they might look like in some pass rush situations and some other spots. And so you'll probably continue to see some more of that a little bit.
Is there a timeline by which you want to choose a guy at right guard?
Yeah, yesterday. But I didn't get it done, so I'm going to have to wait. And you'd like to get it done as soon as possible, but the most important thing is to make the right decision. And, I watched every play that Mike Harris was in yesterday. I thought he did a good job. He stumbled when he got tripped once, but other than that, I thought he did a nice job yesterday. And I watched every one of the one-on-ones with him. And so, we'll just keep trying to progress at that spot. And it's more important to make the right decision than to make a fast decision.
We're capable of being a very good offensive line. We just have a lot of work to do. Obviously, we've moved we got to change at left guard. We're searching at right guard. We got a guy coming off a season-ending injury at right tackle. So we have a lot of uncertainty. We have, like everyone else, we have training camp to get those guys ready to play. I don't see why we wouldn't be a real good offensive line, but we have a lot of work to do.
How's Mike doing at right guard?
He's doing good. He's seen some really good things from him. He's a very strong, athletic kid, so he works hard too. He's probably one of the last guys to leave the locker room, so he's going to be a great player. And it's good to see someone step up at the right guard, and hopefully he'll take the position by full grip and go from there.
I say you've been working with Mike after practices too. Is that just kind of technique stuff?
Or? Yeah, he tries to take a little advice from me, I guess. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I try to get some good advice for him and just try to help him out what he needs to get fixed. So, and maybe help me out too. So, really it's just being a teammate, trying to be a leader for him, and is helping him out.
There you hear it from Brandon Fusco, the previous starter at right guard, talking about who may step in there this season. Brandon Fusco moves to left guard. Now, that's just not the easiest position switch in the world. When you're switching sides of the line, you're basically doing things the opposite of the way you're used to doing them. You have to do it with the opposite hand and the opposite foot, but Brandon seems to be doing a good job making that transition. Let's go across the line of scrimmage and talk about a position battle on defense. The Mike linebacker, the middle linebacker in Mike Zimmer's defense, Audie Cole stepped into training camp as the starter in that position after a strong offseason program, but we all knew he was going to have to play well during training camp and the preseason to keep a hold of that starting position because there are plenty of capable bodies behind him on the depth chart. Through the first week of training camp, it was Audie Cole, though, who had a hold on that starting middle linebacker job.
You know, I talked to Audie. You know, Audie's doing a lot of things right today. I mean, in practice, and I told him I feel like he just needs to cut it loose a little bit. He's not playing cautious, but, you know, he's trying not to make a mistake. I said, hey, you know what to do. If you make a mistake, go make it full speed, and, you know, let's cut it loose a little bit. So,
I mean, we got a lot of camp left still. I mean, I still got to work on a lot of things, and I just got to continue to keep coming downhill, hitting the linemen, getting off blocks, shedding blockers, and, it's something I got to work on, and we all have to work on, you know.
You can't just settle down. I mean, you gotta earn your spot. If you earn a spot, you gotta keep it. And that's the thing. Everyone's out here battling, trying to get a spot. And that's good. That's what training camp's for.
One thing to remember on Audie Cole, the guy is a hard worker. A seventh round draft pick from 2012. Most seventh round picks don't make it one season. Audie Cole is going into his fourth with the Vikings. So obviously he's a guy that does a lot of things right. I think his top trait, aside from good size, might be his instincts, a very instinctual player. So it'll be interesting to see if Audie Cole can keep a hold of that starting job at middle linebacker. There are some challengers to that position, though. How about Eric Kendrick, second-round pick this year? He's been mixed into the middle linebacker spot with a second-team defense, so he's a guy who could steal some reps, if not in the base defense, maybe in some of the Vikings sub-packages. Another guy, a new guy who's been thrown into the mix recently, Gerald Hodges. In fact, he got a few reps at middle linebacker during the Vikings night practice last Saturday night. Coach Zimmer talked about the possibility of Hodges playing Mike linebacker.
Today he had a good day, I thought. He, he's flying around and, you know, he's got some physicality to him and some toughness. And when he thumps you, he thumps you. So, I'm just trying to look at ways to get guys best 11, however I can get them out there. I don't care if they're six defensive linemen and one linebacker. I don't really care how we do it. I just want to get the best guys on the field if I can.
Is there a timetable for when the starter will be announced for that position?
Well, I think, we've still got to continue through this process. That's what we've done consistently throughout the time we've been here. Coach Zimmer does a good job of recognizing a kid's skill set, what he brings to the table, and then trying to get the best guys on the field by situation. So from that aspect of it, I mean, Gerald played some of the backer last year in sub, and, he's been doing a good job and focused in here in training camp. So, he's played both the Sam and the Will as the outside position. So we just moved him inside, give him a chance to compete there to get on the field at that position.
Gerald has done a very nice job of things that I'm asking him to do. And I am hopeful that he will continue to do those things. If he does, then Gerald has a chance to be a very quality NFL football player. And he's big and strong, fast. He's intelligent. So if he can continue on the right path, then he has an opportunity.
All right, we move on from the position battles. Let's talk rookies. The Vikings with another big draft class. Rick Spielman and his crew of scouts have done a great job recently in the draft. They just recently re-signed Blair Walsh to a second contract. He's from the 2012 draft class. 8 of those 10 players drafted in 2012 remain on the Vikings roster. Now, early reviews on this year's rookie class are pretty good. Here's what Mike Zimmer had to say about the Vikings' crop of draft picks.
Are there any rookies that have stood out? Are you impressed with their learning what you've done, what they're trying to do over the last couple of years?
I've been impressed with
most all the rookies. Looks like we had a good draft. And you temper that a little bit because you haven't seen them in games before. But so far, the Kendricks and Waynes and, You know, DuBose has lost some weight. He's doing a good job. Pruitt, Diggs, you know. I think, you know, all these guys are showing that they have NFL ability, and now they got to go out and do it in games.
Let's start with rookie cornerback Trey Waynes. I really like the Vikings' approach to Trey Waynes. This is basically what it is. Let's throw everything at him and find out what he can do and what needs improvement. Because if you try and shield him or protect him from some things, you don't know if he can do those things well or not. Mike Zimmer doesn't want to live in that ambiguity. He wants to know everything he can about his rookie cornerback, so they're asking him to do everything. Play inside, play outside, play on special teams. They're throwing the book at Trey Waynes, and so far, he's been handling it very well.
How has Waynes been taking to maybe playing the slot role?
We worked with him a lot this offseason, which is really the first time he's done it. And you know, yesterday we got him back in there, working him again on it. So again, it's just a progression. We know he's a good cover guy. We know he's a good, you know, a good cover corner, those kind of things. So we're trying to get the best players on the field, and he's got the skill set that allows us to be able to work him in there.
Trey's a very talented athlete. Good kid, smart kid. I think he's got toughness. We'll find out a little bit more, you know, as we get going. But I'm hopeful that he does continue on that way. He shows a lot of good things in practice, and he's starting to act a lot less like a rookie than he was, you know, through the OTAs and things like that. He was a little bit rookie-ish. So, but now he's doing much better. He's starting to take charge out there and do the things that we're asking him to do. He's still got a lot of work to do technique-wise, as all of them do.
The next rookie we're going to talk about is a third-round pick, defensive end Danielle Hunter, a guy characterized by Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer earlier in the year as someone who's very raw but gifted, incredible athlete but needs to refine his technique. I think he's doing a good job working very hard at practice, and a lot of coaches and a lot of his teammates have been impressed. The Vikings have both starters coming back at defensive end, Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin, but we all know Mike Zimmer wants to have a healthy rotation along his defensive line. I think Hunter is a guy who's proving that he can be a part of that rotation as early as this season, and while he's doing that, he can also be a contributor on special teams for Mike Prefer. So Danielle Hunter, not a household name for a lot of Vikings fans coming into the draft, but I believe because of the way he can contribute on special teams as well as in that defensive line rotation, I think he's a guy Vikings fans are going to get to know pretty quickly this season. The last rookie to mention, Stephon Diggs, a guy who I'm going to say is almost stealing the show in the early stages of Vikings training camp. You want to be careful and not give too much praise to these rookies. You want to make them earn it, but Stephon Diggs is impressing every single day at practice. He has a knack for making the great catch. Chris Carter always used to say the key to being a great receiver is to make every catch you're supposed to make and some of the ones you're not supposed to make. That's what Stephon Diggs does, has a knack for the incredible catch. Go to Vikings.com. You can check out a lot of the highlights. You can also check out an interview that we did with Stephon Diggs after practice earlier this week. Here's what he had to say.
Good camp so far for you?
Sorry, it's going pretty good. Can't really complain, just getting used to it.
What are you liking about your first NFL training camp?
Just as far as enjoying the grind, getting after each and every day, trying to get better all-around game-wise, just with a great group of guys.
You guys have been here for over a week now. You've been practicing almost every day, walk through in the morning, afternoon practice. Are you getting to the point where you're ready for a game?
No, not right now at least. We got a lot of work to do, especially myself, as far as just coming in, learning the offense. You got to take it one day at a time. And when the game comes, I should be ready because, I mean, just as far as the guys we got and how we prepare with our coach, with our position coach, we'll be ready.
Seems like you make all the catches you should make and a lot of catches you shouldn't make. What is it about you having a knack for making a great catch?
Just as far as really just being a competitor and wanting the ball when it's in the air. Every ball that's in the air is ours. That's how our position coach teaches. That's how I like to play. Just as far as any ball that's in the air, got to go get it.
Do you feel like the Vikings have a good crop of cornerbacks to combat you guys in the wide receiver room? It looks like you guys have a lot of good battles every day at practice.
Yeah, just as far as the guys that they got on the other side of the ball, they want to get better just like us. So as far as going back and forth for each and every battle, trying to win every rep, and the same with them, they want to win every rep just so we can smile when we walk off the field.
There's our conversation and what we have to say about Stephon Diggs. We're very excited about him. But here's what a few other Vikings had to say about the rookie wide receiver.
Some guys, you know, showed up big time tonight. Talk about number 14, Stephon Diggs. And to be a young guy, he's showing what it takes to be able to play in this league, and we're glad to have him.
You know, when you just look at a guy, some guys, you know, this is my 7th year. You look at a guy, you can tell if they have it or not. So just from the start, and he has it, man. He has that football capability. He has great hands, speed, routes is crazy. You know, he's going to be good, man. He reminds me a lot of Antonio.
I think this guy's got a chance to be really good. He runs great routes. He's got excellent speed. He catches the ball as well as anybody I've seen, very, very easily. And he's been a model citizen, so that's important, for, especially for young guys.
Primarily a slot guy because of his size?
No, I don't think so. He looks smaller, but he's 6 feet, you know. He's not, he looks smaller compared to some of the other guys, but, you know, because I have the same impression sometimes, you know. But I don't, he's bigger than you think he is. And he's quick off the line of scrimmage. He can get 0 to 40 quickly, you know. So.
All those rookies, you can probably expect those guys to play a bunch here in the preseason. But one Viking who may not play as much or at all in the preseason is running back Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the NFL. But don't worry, it sounds like he's coming to grips with the fact that he might not play much in the preseason.
But are you itching to get some real contact?
I am. But with that said, I'm also being patient as well. I think I can wait to the first game against the Niners.
You think, or are you lobbying to try to get in a little bit in that preseason?
We'll see.
You've used every trick every year to try to do that. Is there anything left that you can do to convince them?
Not really. You know, I've been doing it for a long time now. So I kind of grew out of, you know, really trying to play in the preseason because, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, so might as well throw all your marbles out there when it really counts.
Is he caught up with everybody else in the scheme, or does he have some catching up to do?
Mike. Yeah, good. I'm glad you added that scheme because when he comes out here and I watch him, he's way ahead of everybody else. This scheme thing is to me, it's overrated. And I know it's different for Adrian, so there's some things that caught him off guard, but he's very comfortable with what we're doing. He and Kirby Wilson spent a lot of extra time getting him back on caught up on what, you know, things are different. We're going to do the things he does best, and the things he does best he's been doing a long time. So, you know, some of that can get overrated. The hardest thing for any back is in this day and age, in any system, is pass protection, and he's worked real hard at that.
So even though Adrian may not play in the Vikings' first preseason game, you can see the rest of the Vikings play. They play on Sunday night in the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It will be the first preseason game on the NFL schedule. The Vikings and Steelers will kick it off on Sunday night, the first of 5 preseason games for both teams. For the Vikings, the rest of the week, they held practice on Monday. They will practice Tuesday, a day off on Wednesday, back on the practice field Thursday and Friday as they prepare for Hall of Fame weekend and the Hall of Fame game on Sunday. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for continuing coverage of 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. And also stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings app for our coverage from Canton, Ohio, where we will have tons of great content as we celebrate the fact that Mick Tinglehoff will be the next former Minnesota Viking to go into the Hall of Fame. That'll do it for this episode of the Wobcast. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We'll talk to you next time.